the dialect of Fleetwood, Lancashire. Edward Anion, aged 76, retired ship's carpenter, in conversation with William Wright, aged 62, retired ferry skipper. Recorded by Peter Wright on June the 10th, 1951.
Champion, Blackjack.
Oh, no, Blackjack.
And, well, I can't think of any more old ones. There was a lot of smats at that time, but then...
You don't remember one old Stan Butler used to talk to me about, called Brazen Nose?
No, no, I don't remember.
And there was an old chap, what did he call him, went to?
It was old Cyrene.
Aye, I mean,
she was an old one.
Aye.
And Margaret Agnes, Mariah, was two of the oldest.
Corsa?
Well, Corsa was one who came from somewhere else, but I mean ships that belonged to Fleet.
Aye.
George Fogg was in Corsa.
Was he?
He was the owner of her at that time when I worked at her as an apprentice, yes.
Hey, he was always working on his company while I've been there, I think.
Aye, well, I served my time with Sinking Brothers, you know, and I was among fishing smacks all the time as I served my time. And then after I finished my time, I worked among them a while, but then among foreign vessels after that.
Aye.
Until I went to the railway company.
Aye.
Steam trawlers and foreign vessels.
Aye.
Well, they lasted a year. I was here when the first boats came for Kelly's, you know, them first boats for Kelly's. I was here then, working for armors.
Aye.
But I'd be about 26 when I went to work for the railway company.
Aye.
And I worked there till I finished, till I retired, you know.
Aye.
Repairing the Belfast steamers, sailing them when required. Was the Belfast, Londonderry. And the First World War of 1914, was sailing to Dublin and to the Isle of Man with prisoners and aliens.
Yes.
Aliens to the Isle of Man and prisoners to Dublin.
Yes.
I had the opening of the season between Hull and Zeebrugge in the Duke of Clarence.
Mm.
That was in 1906. That's when
I remember them going there.
Well, she went there and she sailed to Zeebrugge and then went up the canal to Bruges. The only time as ever they did that.
Mm.
They never did that again.
What about the parts of a pump? Can you...
Oh, no. Okay, Ted, he wants to know, has wanted to know, a punt. You know, a punt, when they build a punt, somebody's telling about the embrace and the hog of a punt. Now, can you explain
There's no hog that I know in a punt, but there is in a big vessel.
Aye.
That's on the top of the kelson is the hog.
Hog?
Aye.
Like a kind of deadwood.
Well, the embrace is on the same principle. You see, it runs along the keel, the embrace, as they call it.
Yes.
It runs along the keel, and it's fastened to the keel, and then the timbers goes over top of that, and the garboard strake comes right under the embrace. You understand what I mean?
It comes under the embrace.
Yes, that's what they call the embrace. There's the stem, the stern portion, and there's the deadwood at either end. In a punt.
Embrace is not cut out, is it cut out, is it cut out, is it cut out?